My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Game one of the National League Championship Series, Mets and Dodgers from Los Angeles. Let's listen back to the highlights. First inning, Jack Flaherty set the Mets down in order. Kodai Senga got the ball for the Mets, and, well, he ran into some trouble. Senga issued 3 straight one-out walks to Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Teoscar Hernandez. Jeremy Hefner then went to the mound to talk with Senga, and Will Smith swung at the very first pitch and popped it up to shallow center. All 3 runners held. So the bases were still loaded with 2 outs. Senga now 1 out away from getting out of the jam in the first, but he faced Max Muncy.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a liner to right center field. It's in for a base hit. Betts scores. Freeman right behind him. Taylor's throw to the plate cut off by Alonso at the mound. Freeman scores. Hernandez stops at second. And on at first with a 2-run single is Max Muncy. And the Dodgers have a 2-0 lead.
A 2-run, 2-out single for Muncy. That was our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon and be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. The Dodgers struck first against Senga and a 2-0 lead. He did stop the bleeding there. Kike Hernandez grounded out back to the mound to strand a pair in scoring position after a wild pitch. But 2-0 Dodgers after one. Shut down 1-2-3 second for Jack Flaherty with a couple of strikeouts. In the bottom half of the inning, Senga's command issues continued. He walked Gavin Lux, the leadoff batter, the 4th walk of the night. The Dodgers then sacrificed Lux to second. That put a runner in scoring position for Shohei Ohtani.
Senga takes a deep breath. And the first pitch to Ohtani. Hit on the ground to the right side. Base hit going into right field. That'll score a run. Lux around third comes home. Marte hurls the ball back into the infield. Grabbed by Lindor behind second. And holding it first with an RBI single is Shohei Ohtani. And the Dodgers have a 3-0 lead against Kodai Senga, who simply looks lost.
And Senga was done after that RBI single by Ohtani. Reed Garrett first out of the pen for the Mets. Mookie Betts lined out, and Ohtani was caught stealing to end the second inning. Francisco Alvarez gets our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, for throwing out Shohei Ohtani to end the second inning. Ohtani stole 59 bags in the regular season, but the Dodgers did have a 3-0 lead after two. Jack Flaherty continued to roll, 9 up, 9 down, with a 1-2-3 top of the third inning. In the bottom half, Reed Garrett returned. He allowed a leadoff single to Freddie Freeman, but struck out the next two Dodgers. With 2 outs, Carlos Mendoza went to his pen once again, this time for David Peterson. He struck out Max Muncy to end the third inning. The Mets' first base runner came in the first when Flaherty walked Francisco Lindor. He then set down the next two, but walked Pete Alonso with 2 outs. First and second, 2 away, Starling Marte hit a deep drive to the warning track and right, but it was tracked down by Mookie Betts, and the Mets stranded a pair in the top of the fourth inning. In the bottom half of the inning, Kike Hernandez led off with a base hit to right field. He was sacrificed to second base. One away and a runner at second for Tommy Edman.
Line to right field, a base hit. Marte cutting it off in the gap. Hernandez rounds third. He scores, no throw. Throw goes to second. RBI single the other way. Another sack bunt leads to a run. And the Dodgers have a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth.
4-0 lead for LA, and the order flipped for Shohei Ohtani.
Peterson, a deep breath, staring at first, fires home. And the breaking ball clobbered in the air, deep right field. Marte turns, looks up, hits off the wall. Edman heading for third. They're weaving him home. The throw goes to second. Ohtani is there. The throw now coming home. Not in time. Edman slides in head first. 5-0 Dodgers on the Ohtani double to right.
And that was tonight's Smash of the Game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Originally scored a double and an RBI for Ohtani, it was later changed to a single and an E9 on Starling Marte as he bobbled the carom off the wall. No RBI for Shohei, but either way, Los Angeles had a 5-0 lead. Two batters later with Ohtani still at second. Now two outs, Peterson faced Freddie Freeman.
1-0. Line the other way, base hit going into left. Ohtani getting waved home. Nimmo's throw on the way. Here it is. It is late. Ohtani slides in feet first. Freeman jumps in with an RBI single. 6-0 Dodgers in the bottom of the fourth.
Fourth hit of the inning for Los Angeles and a 6-0 Dodger lead in the fourth inning. Peterson ended the inning with a comebacker off the bat of Teoscar Hernandez. In the fifth, down 6-0, Jesse Winker picked up the Mets' first hit of the game with a single to right. Jose Iglesias then followed with a base hit to left, but instead of first and second or first and third with no outs, Jesse Winker, a little indecisive going around second base, was tagged out on a throw by Kike Hernandez. Tyrone Taylor and Francisco Alvarez then each flied out to end the Mets' rally in the fifth inning. In the bottom half, David Peterson worked around a leadoff walk for a scoreless inning. From there, the game would remain 6-0 until the eighth inning. Jack Flaherty was done after seven innings. Two hits, no earned runs, two walks, and six strikeouts. He was absolutely dominant tonight. The Mets used a combination of Danny Young and Jose Buto for scoreless sixth and seventh. Daniel Hudson took over for the Dodgers in the eighth with a 6-0 lead. Jose Iglesias led off with a walk. Jeff McNeil made the postseason roster after fracturing his hand, missed about a month. Carlos Mendoza used him to pinch hit tonight. He swung at the very first pitch that he saw, lined out softly to shortstop. Francisco Alvarez with one out, then floated a single to center to put runners at first and second. But the Mets couldn't capitalize. Francisco Lindor flied out. Mark Vientos struck out. And the Mets' mini-rally was over in the eighth. In the bottom half of the inning, Jose Buto returned and allowed a leadoff single to Kike Hernandez. Kevin Kiermaier then reached on a fielder's choice, and a throwing error by Pete Alonso at second allowed Hernandez to remain on the base paths with one out and runners at first and second. Buto walked Shohei Ohtani, which loaded the bases for Mookie Betts.
2-1 pitch. Swing and a bounce it towards third, past the diving Vientos. Base hit going down the left field line. Hernandez is in. Right behind him is Kiermaier. All the way around comes Ohtani to score standing as the throw comes into Lindor. And on at second with a three-run double inside the third base bag is Mookie Betts. And the Dodgers have made it a 9-0 lead.
Bases clearing double for Mookie Betts. 9-0 Los Angeles. Buto retired the next two to end the eighth inning. In the ninth, Ben Kasprias completed the shutout with a 1-2-3 inning, 33 consecutive scoreless innings for the Dodgers, and Los Angeles took game one 9-0 in this best-of-seven National League Championship Series. Take a break here on the Verizon Mets postgame show. When we come back, some more reaction from the Mets clubhouse, and we'll get you all set up for game two tomorrow afternoon.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.